These I don't care how hard it is to think about how, who, and what is going to build your fucking roads.
Right.
You know, the problem is you're stealing. And every time you steal, the outcome is going to be shit. And look at what we've had for 200 years now is building a pile of shit. You couldn't make this shit up. I swear, you couldn't sell it. Oh, Hollywood would not buy the clown world that we have now.
Have you seen when one of the senators or whoever, or whatever they are, will bring up the Biden laptop and Hunter Biden videos in like this chamber where they're talking about January 6th or whatever bullshit is in? I just see a little small clip, but wait till you hear how quiet it gets in there when they say, you have the son of the President of the United States on video with small children rubbing his back and his feet, or he's just beat up a prostitute and he's calling his dad for money to pay her off, or he's sitting there smoking crack, and we're worried about what the president was doing the morning of January 6th. Like, he was having breakfast and we want to get to the bottom of this. Like, the sitting president is literally laundering money through Ukraine. Now he's giving him weapons and money back, and it's so obvious. And then the whole place is just...
Yeah, we're going to
go to
in clown world, it matters not. I mean, it's the show. They're leading up to the big MAGA return. This is what all this is about.
Yeah.
This is you got to have a clear, distinct two sides here. That's why Steve Bannon and all that, this is all babbling bullshit to keep you distracted from freedom, self-reliance, local communities, and building back better for lack of a better term.
Yes.
Freedom, freedom, freedom. You got to go back, people, and think about what that means. What does that mean to you? What are you, what, you know, where does your freedom come from? And what does it mean? Does it mean I can freely go over to Matt's house and steal his pig?
No, there's
going
to be consequences to that.
You know? Right. You know what? So
don't hurt people and don't steal their shit. That's the basic.
And that's pretty much it, right? Yeah. So in there is don't steal shit, right? So if rule number one for every individual, or one of the rules is don't steal nothing, then why, how in the world can a group of people decide to steal and do fire departments and wreck departments and all this kind of shit?
Yeah.
So if you understand that freedom says I can't steal, well, who else can steal? Yeah. Nobody.
You gave these
I don't care how hard it is to think about how, who, and what is going to build your fucking roads.
Right.
You know, the problem is you're stealing. And every time you steal, the outcome is going to be shit. And look at what we've had for 200 years now is building a pile of shit.
That's right. Yeah.
And until we recognize that and quit stealing in the name of the greater good, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we are on the road to hell.
Hell. Literal hell.
Literal hell. Hell on earth.
And we're getting there.
And wearing a mask. And getting a fucking test every 3 days.
And get some shit injected in you.
Yeah. What in the hell are y'all doing out here?
Next step's going to be put a chip in your
The arm. Answer to government is freedom.
Just
freedom.
Drop out.
Freedom will go. If you let away. Freedom, the ideas and principles of liberty loose, that's why they suppress it. They can't stand it. That's why they censor us. That's why they do all this kind of stuff, because the ideas of freedom and liberty are like a fire raging across the prairies.
Yes. And if people just walk away, you don't have to
completely... Once you recognize this stuff, you will go to no ends. There are no ends out here. I will never, ever, ever stop till I quit breathing.
Right. Imagine living in a state where it's illegal to collect rainwater. Can you believe that there are some people who fucking tolerate that? They tolerate a government that tells them you cannot collect rainwater to drink, to make drinking water.
Where was it in Georgia where they went and took over the courthouses and all that stuff way back in the 30s?
Oh, it was in Tennessee.
Yeah, I don't remember where it was, but a group of boys got together, went down there and took over the damn Athens. Athens. That's where the Battle of Athens is what it was. And that's what's come. Now, you can be peaceful. Peaceful is the only way to do it, but you have to shove off this tyrannical nutcase idea that you can steal for the greater good.
That's what something I've been really been focusing on is the mentality of the warrior in the garden. I'm not going to do violence against somebody, but I'm capable. I want to be capable of it, and I want to have the freedom to defend my land, my women.
You have a right to self-defense against an aggressor.
Right.
At this point right now, with them stealing anything and everything they want, written it's down by scribbles on a piece of paper, we have the right to abolish and replace. Hell, I don't know. It's written on some damn piece of paper from 250 years ago.
Yeah, they keep it in the basement, locked in the vault.
Yeah, and only bring it out in the sun every now and then. and so you can worship it.
And then they make a minute.